국제개발부장관 콘체타 피에라반티 웰스 상원의원 연결돼 있습니다. Senator, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Una.
Senator, the Senate voting system has been reformed and it will be the first attempt for the voters on this Saturday. Could you explain once again the major changes in the Senate vote?
Yes, thank you, Una. Well, of course, the Senate reforms, there are a number of important changes to the Senate but voting paper, and also some other changes to the House of Representatives. But I'll deal with the Senate first. There are a number of changes that have occurred. The first, of course, is to introduce optional preferential voting above the line. And so basically the voter has the option of writing or selecting above the line the boxes numbering 1 to 6 in the order of preference of the voter. They can also vote below the line, optional preferential below the line, and again the instructions would be to vote 1 to 12 below the line. An important change is that, so as to ensure that voters are not confused about political parties, particularly where they've got very similar names, now political parties are allowed to put their logo. Their logos will appear next to their name. Now, that's really important because, of course, certainly from a Senate paper here in New South Wales, there'll be a Liberal and a National Party logo. Other political parties will also have their logos next to their name. This is also a change, Una, that has occurred in the lower house. So the Green House of Representatives ballot paper will also now have logos. And I think that that's going to make it a lot easier. Also, particularly for your Korean listeners, we do have the Australian Electoral Commission on its website has translated information for people, for voters, in different languages, including Korean. And also there's a telephone interpreter service that's available there, which also includes a service for Korean.
So those are all to prevent voters from being confused, the parties, and make sure the people know how to vote, right?
It is. It is, Una. And the other thing that we also saw in the past was that basically these reforms have been undertaken for the express purpose of ensuring that the voter themselves determine their preferences.
All right. All the members of the Senate, namely 76 members, will be elected in this election.
That's right.
Yeah. What is the ideal result for the coalition government?
We're asking people, we're asking electors to treat their vote like their vote, their single vote, will be the vote that will decide the government, that the government, their single vote, will determine what sort of government we have after July the 2nd. And that's really what we're asking people, to think very, very carefully about your vote and don't risk on independents and minority parties, because we need stability and that's what we're asking. We want the people of Australia to back a strong and stable coalition majority government that can press ahead with our plan for jobs and growth in a stronger economy.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the worst scenario for coalition. So what do you think? What about the worst scenario?
The reality is that the Australian public will make their decision, Una, next on Saturday. I think that the worst scenario for Australia, and in particular, we saw the chaos, the return to the debt and the deficits and the problems that we've seen in the past. That, I think, is the worst case scenario for Australia.
All right. At this stage, which state or territory looks the strongholds for the coalition?
Well, we worked very hard and put forward our program to the Australian public. And basically, as the Prime Minister has said, our message has been a very, very clear one. These are uncertain times. We need to stick together and we need to stick with a good and strong economic plan.
Mm-hmm.
We need to grow our economy, we need to grow jobs, and we need to build a better future for all Australians. And having spent a lot of time in the multicultural space, and I know many Australians of Korean heritage, small business,
mm-hmm.
30% of our small businesses are run by migrants.
Yeah.
And I know that amongst your listeners, there mm-hmm. are many people who have been, who have come to Australia to build a better life for themselves and for their children,
mm-hmm.
and are in small business. In the next 3 years, we want to deliver tax cuts to small business because we know that small business is the engine room of Australia. And we particularly want to deliver tax cuts to those businesses that have a turnover of $2 to $10 million. And we believe that mm-hmm. giving them a tax cut is very, very important. The other issue that I think is very important as I go around, particularly with migrant communities,
mm-hmm.
Is the issue of negative gearing. My own experience, having grown up in a migrant family, they work hard, they buy a family home, and then they work hard to buy a unit for their children or for a second child. The majority of Australians who use negative gearing are middle-income Australians,
mm-hmm.
basically just trying to build a future for their families. And we know from the statistics that around two-thirds of those who do use negative gearing for property investment have a taxable income of less than $80,000. Now, that's tens of thousands of ordinary Australians who use negative gearing
mm-hmm.
as a way of building their capital investing. So what happens if we change negative gearing is that rents go up, therefore there are less houses that are available. So we think that just these two issues, and I just wanted to raise these two, Una, because
mm-hmm.
I know that as I've travelled around, these are issues that are very, very important to many migrant families, and I just thought that I would raise those as well today.
Mm-hmm. How many Senate seats do you expect from New South Wales?
Well, we're working very, very hard, Una,
mm-hmm.
to secure as many Senate seats as is possible.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's very important for people to think about their votes, not just in the lower house, but in the Senate.
Yeah.
We want stable government, and
mm-hmm.
we want a stable government in both the lower house and have a stable Senate where a government is able to get through its program.
Mm.
And regrettably, the last Senate has been characterised by chaos. As I said, it comes back to the point that we were discussing before. We want to ensure that the Australian people are the ones that decide the outcome of the next election. And that's why we've wanted to reform the Senate, to make sure that the voters themselves directly express their preferences, both above or below the line,
mm.
instead of having political parties determine where those preferences go.
Okay. I guess that's all the questions today. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks a lot.
네, 피에라 반티 웨일스 상원의원은 바뀐 상원 투표 방식에 대한 설명과 더불어 각 후보자와 정당 옆에 유권자가 혼동하지 않도록 로고가 함께 실리게 된다고 말했습니다. 이 또한 유권자의 한 표 한 표가 다음 정부 구성에 매우 중요하기 때문에 유권자들이 신중하게 본인의 판단으로 결정하길 바란다면서 특히 안정적 정부 구성을 위해 군소정당에 투표하지 말 것을 당부했습니다. 또한 특히 이민자 지역사회에 두 가지 사안을 강조하고 싶다고 말했는데요. 소규모 사업체에 대한 법인세 인하를 옹호하고 또 네거티브 기어링 제도가 개정될 경우 이 중저소득가정의 주택 구입력이 줄어들 것이라고 주장했습니다. 잠시 전하는 말씀 듣고 이어갑니다.